τους φεσόρους είναι μαϊσού περαγουριάνα. Μεγάλα ρεζαλιόβα, λατίνα, λατιναϊδά.
Vous venez d'entendre l'émission en français de Radio Exterior d'Espagne, émet tous les jours pour le Canada de 23 à 24 heures UTC sur 55 kHz, bande des 49 mètres. Si vous désirez nous écrire, notre adresse est la suivante. Radio Exterior d'Espagne, émission en français, boîte postale 156-202, Madrid 26-0-31, Espagne. Notre email est franceinter@rtve.es. De Madrid, nous vous souhaitons une bonne soirée.
This newscast tonight to a report on the Ebola virus in Spain. Last night, Spain reported the first case of Ebola contagion outside Africa, becoming the biggest story in many international media, CNN, the BBC, and Euronews among them.
campaign announced that a nurse is the latest to be diagnosed.
Wittenberg is the first person
known to have contracted Ebola outside of Africa.
And after Spain has become the first person to have contracted the deadly Ebola virus outside Africa.
Ebola has reached Europe. A nurse being treated for the deadly virus in Spain has been transferred from one Madrid hospital to another. She was part of the team that treated a Spanish priest. He died from the disease last month after being flown to Spain from Sierra Leone.
Last night, Health Minister Ana Mato held a press conference after it became known that a nurse's aide who had helped treat the two Spanish missionaries who had been flown back to Madrid from Africa and subsequently died of Ebola has tested positive for the virus. We're working to find out what was the source of contact, verifying that all the established protocols were strictly followed. Be assured as well that we are going to provide all the means necessary to the doctors, nurses, and medical staff so as to confront the situation. In addition to the infected nurse's aide, three other people are currently in hospital, quarantined and monitored for infection. Her husband, a man who had come from Nigeria, and a nurse who had worked with the aide at the Carlos III Hospital, where last month both were treating the two infected Spanish missionaries who died of Ebola. The women treated the 75-year-old Spanish priest, Miguel Pajares, who was infected with Ebola in Liberia and died on August 12th, and the 69-year-old Manuel Garcia Viejo, who was repatriated from Sierra Leone, and died on September 25th. Both priests were members of the Hospital Order of San Juan de Dios, a Roman Catholic group that runs a charity working with Ebola victims in Africa. So far, the nurse has tested negative to the virus, but remains in quarantine. Last night, it was confirmed that the nurse's aide, identified in the media only as Maria Teresa, had been infected with the virus. It was the first known case of transmission outside Africa. The head of internal medicine at the Carlos III Hospital, Dr. Francisco Arnalit, told a press conference, "There are really four cases. I am stressed. Two are suspicious cases. One case does not meet criteria for suspicion because it is a person, a nurse, who doesn't have a fever and hasn't had a fever, and so may be reviewed. And then the confirmed case of the patient." The head of the infectious unit of the Carlos III Hospital, Dr. Ramon Fuquier-Mulajiva, said, "The hospital is making a hospital of the same effect in all hospitals treating patients with Ebola. The same kind of recommendations, the same official protective gear, the same kind of supervision.
Equipo de protección oficial, equipo tipo de supervisión."
The European Commission has asked Spain to explain how Maria Teresa contracted the disease. Health authorities here say they are now keeping another group of people who came into contact with Maria Teresa, more than 50 people in all, under observation for any sign of contagion. The patient herself is being treated with antibodies of a female missionary who had been treated in Madrid along with one of the priests and had survived the virus. The European Commission has called an urgent meeting of its regular Health Safety Committee for tomorrow while it awaits clarification from the Spanish Health Ministry of how this contagion occurred despite the precautions taken. Authorities in Spain are investigating how the woman became infected with the virus and say and continue to track down any people she may have had contact with. This includes the 21 people who were involved in Maria Teresa's initial treatment at the Alcorcón Hospital. Alcorcón is a suburb of Madrid. She reportedly arrived at that hospital in a normal ambulance on Monday, and staff were not wearing any special protection. The health of a further 30 health workers who had contact with the two Spanish priests who died of the disease in Madrid is also being monitored. Many questions have been raised about the contagion in Madrid. From the start, the repatriations of the two missionaries were deemed risky by a union representing Spanish doctors, AMIC. Then, healthcare workers at the Carlos III Hospital, where the two men were treated, have denounced that the protective gear they wore was insufficient and did not comply with required standards. They also reported that they had been given no more than 15 minutes of special training before the arrival of the two infected patients. And finally, the response by medical authorities to Maria Teresa herself, the nurse's aide, who went on vacation the day after the second priest died, has come under scrutiny. The nurse's aide had been in contact with the patient twice, the second time after he had died. She was released for vacation the next day and began to feel symptoms, including fever, on September 30th, when she contacted the prevention team established for all hospital staff who treated the two infected priests. They said she did not have a sufficiently high fever, according to World Health Organization protocols, followed by the Spanish prevention team. Well, that is a 38.6 degree centigrade fever. And so, Maria Teresa was told simply to take her temperature twice a day. The WHO guidelines, however, also warn that anyone who comes in contact with a person infected with the virus should be subjected to stricter precautions. 2 days ago, Maria Teresa went to the clinic in Alcorcón, where she and her husband live, and once tested there, was subsequently taken in ambulance to the Carlos III Hospital. There has been tension between Spanish medical staff and the government for the past 2 years, including a month-long strike over spending cuts in the health sector. Representatives of medical unions have said austerity measures have left health workers left-handed and ill-equipped to handle an Ebola case. Doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel protested today outside of Carlos III Hospital and called for Health Minister Ana Mato to resign. I know our colleague and another four people are inside on the sixth floor. I think I'm not still at home at all. We're worried, and I myself am angry. There are maybe human errors here, but such officials are to blame, Madrid and France officials. Another doctor at the hospital said people are freaked out. We cannot understand how someone who was wearing a bubble protection suit and 2 pairs of gloves could have been contaminated. While the main opposition Socialist Party has refrained from blaming the governing Popular Party officials in the Madrid region and the Spanish state, politicians from the United Left and other small parties have called for resignations. One United Left spokesman said, given the improvisation and chaos the Health Minister Ana Mato has shown in her refusal to appear before Parliament, we call for her resignation.
De la improvisación y el caos que ha demostrado la ministra Mato y esta negativa todavía comparecer en el Congreso de los Diputados, pedimos la dimisión.
Health Minister Ana Mato did not appear before Parliament today to explain her ministry's response to the situation now or in the future. In her place, the Director General of Spain's public health care system, Mercedes Sinueta, appeared. The government's primary message to send is one of calm. I want to emphasize the strength of our health care system and the quality of its professionals. I think this is a case, but we mustn't smear the jewel that is our health care system. This is the most important thing to remember. To continue in our work and our investigation to prevent as best as possible the public concern, to provide a message of calm and to find out what path we should follow as a public health care system.
La preocupación de la población, dar mensajes de tranquilidad y conocer exactamente cuál es la línea de trabajo que debemos de seguir como autoridad de salud pública.
Ms. Benoist's message also sought to answer concerns regarding the medical protocol followed in this case. The protocol, which are a technical tool for control of all cases and contacts, is currently completely up to date and in line with what other countries are doing. They are also periodically reviewed because the protocol should not be left in the drawer, but rather be followed, especially during an outbreak. Members of the opposition parties and parliamentary committee on health responded to Ms. Benoist, the general director of Spain's health. Public health care system with criticism. The socialist MP complained that while the director of public health had been reassuring the Spanish public that there was absolutely no risk of contagion, it has been shown, thanks to this specific case, that a danger did actually exist and that something wasn't working.
Mientras que usted, como directora general de salud pública, le dijo a la ciudadanía que no había riesgo alguno, se ha demostrado en un caso concreto que algún riesgo había y que algo no ha funcionado.
The MP from the Plural Left group insisted that proper follow-up and monitoring had failed because for 6 days the nurse's aide had a fever and was spreading the illness.
Ha fallado el seguimiento porque durante 6 días esa sanitaria ha tenido fiebre y ha estado contagiando.
For the center-right UPEV, the incident demonstrates certain political incompetence and not only that of Ms. Benoist.
Que demuestra cierta incompetencia política, no digo ya solamente de usted.
And for the conservative Catalan Nationalist Party, CEU, Parliament has been waiting for days and weeks for the Minister of Health to appear before it, and today she should have appeared.
Los grupos parlamentarios ya hace días y semanas que estamos esperando la comparecencia de la ministra. Creemos que hoy tendría que haber comparecido ella.
In an interview with the BBC, the president of the Spanish Association of Public Health and Health Administration, Professor Hernández Aguado, did not question the procedures followed and rather attributed the case to human error.
The structure and procedures are not so complicated and are standard. I don't think it's a problem. There is no airborne transmission of other kinds of transmission. It has not been reported so far. So there has been some problems with the procedure or some human failure. That's a potential explanation.
You're listening to Radio Exterior de España, the news from Spain.
The World Health Organization's regional director has said that Europe will almost inevitably see more cases of the Ebola virus within its borders, but is well prepared to control the disease. Speaking to Reuters just hours after Europe's first local case of Ebola infection was confirmed in a nurse, Zaid, in Spain, the WHO's European director, Susana Jacob, said it is quite unavoidable that such incidents will happen in the future because of the extensive travel from both Europe and to the affected countries and the other way around. Several countries in the WHO's European region, including France, Britain, the Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland, Norway, and Spain, have treated patients repatriated after contracting the disease in West Africa, where Ebola has been raging through Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia since March. Ebola has infected some 7,200 people in West Africa, killing more than 3,400 of them in the largest outbreak of the disease in history. Cases have also been imported into Nigeria, Senegal, and the United States. Ebola, one of the deadliest diseases known in humans, can have an incubation period of up to 21 days, and disease experts say it is only contagious when patients are displaying symptoms such as fever, vomiting, and diarrhea. The infection is passed through direct contact with bodily fluids such as blood, vomit, and feces. And that's the news. Still to come, we have a program on Francisco Guerrero, the 16th century Spanish composer.
Radio Exterior de España.
Radio Exterior de España will be eliminating its shortwave broadcast as of 0 hours Madrid local time on October the 15th.
As of 0 hours Madrid local time, Radio Exterior will be received by means of satellite, internet, and digital terrestrial television, or DTTV, on the following satellite.
For Europe, with Astra 1M, orbital position 19.2 degrees east, frequency 11,626.50 megahertz, and vertical polarization.
For South America, with Hispasat 1E, orbital position 30 degrees west, frequency 12,052 megahertz, and vertical polarization.
For North America, with Intelsat Galaxy 23, orbital position 121 degrees west, frequency 4,191.35 megahertz, and vertical polarization.
For Asia and Oceania, with AsiaSat 5, orbital position 100.5 degrees east, frequency 4,000 megahertz, and horizontal polarization.
And for Africa, with Eutelsat 5, orbital position 5 degrees west, frequency 4,000 megahertz, and circular polarization.
Besides reception by satellite with worldwide coverage, the broadcast can be heard live over the internet on the Radio Exterior website, www.rtve.es/radio/radio-exterior.
Our programming will continue being broadcast in all over Houston, Berlin, and the RTE wide messages.
These changes in the Radio Exterior is modernizing its broadcast and 0 hours local time in Madrid of the 15th of October, and will offer programming over satellite, internet, and digital terrestrial television, known as DTTV or DTT.
were listening to the Kyrie from the Christmas Mass, Quaeritimetus est Nobis, composed by Francisco Guerrero and published in 1582, as performed by the Francisco Guerrero group of the RTVE Choir, it's our choir under the direction of Albert Guerrero. About this composer, Francisco Guerrero, Chris Schindler has said,
less emotional by Morales, less dramatic than Victoria, Guerrero is great to the intense spiritual concentration, the unearthly mockiness of his conception.
Great 16th century Spanish composers, Cristóbal de Morales, Francisco Guerrero, and Tomás Luis de Victoria, Guerrero, who lived from 1527 to 1599, spent most of the time in Spain, with only a short stay in Rome. However, he has been described as having a travel bug, and his life reads like a book of adventures. A much-desired trip to the Holy Land when he was 60, where he visited Damascus, Bethlehem, and Jerusalem, took a dramatic turn when on the way back to the French port of Marseille, the ship was attacked twice by pirates. Not only did Guerrero lose all the money that he'd made in Italy by publishing his music during the robbery, but he was also forced to pay ransom for his life. Once back in Spain and utterly destitute, Guerrero spent a stint in debtor's prison. The Seville Cathedral bailed him out.
As difficult as his experiences had been, Francisco Guerrero was delighted to write an account of his adventurous trip to the Holy Land, pirate attacks included, and published the book in 1590. It subsequently went into five editions.
Only the writer and creator of Don Quixote, Miguel de Cervantes, 20 years Guerrero senior, had a more exciting life. But then Cervantes had been in the Navy before becoming a tax collector, fighting in the Battle of Lepanto, with a five-year-long captivity in Algeria, complete with ransom payments behind him before he, too, spent time in a Spanish debtor's prison.
Thank you. Francisco Guerrero was born in Seville and is thought to have studied under Cristobal de Morales. He was made chapel master at the Jaén Cathedral by the time he was 17 and was hired as cantor at the Seville Cathedral, where he spent most of his life.
No tanto halagar con el canto los oídos de las personas piadosas, cuanto excitar sus piadosas almas a la digna contemplación de los misterios sagrados. Francisco Guerrero wrote in his dedicatory preface to his Book of Vespers, printed in Rome in 1584.
My aim was not so much to delight the ears of my pious listeners as to stir their devout spirits to a dignified contemplation of the sacred mysteries.
Pacheco, one of the most important and established painters of Seville of the period, and best known as the teacher, as well as father-in-law, of Diego Velázquez, wrote a book in 1599 on the famous and illustrious men of the period, which he illustrated with portraits drawn by his own hand. The book, thought to have been destroyed, was brought to light again and republished in 1886 by José María Asensio. It not only contains a picture portrait of Francisco Guerrero, but also many accurate details about his life and work. Singling out the motet entitled Ave Virgo Santissima, Pacheco says that its contemporary fame was such as, quote, considerably to raise and sustain the reputation of Spanish music.
between early and beautiful from the 61, translated from the Latin into English, shows just how much popular poetic and melodic forms were integrated into sacred and holy music. Here the version describes much in the manner of any beloved woman of any time and place, lovely as a lily, beautiful and profound as a rose.
Hail, most holy and blessed maid, most blessed mother of God, bright star of the sea. Hail, ever glorious, precious pearl, lovely as the lily, beautiful and perfumed as the rose.
Felipe Pedrell, the Catalan composer and scholar and early music specialist who lived from 1841 to 1922, published seven of Guerrero's works in his compilation of early Spanish sacred music. Pedro describes the motet Ave Virgo Santissima as follows.
The composer makes use of the first four notes of the admirable liturgic popular melody known as Salve in order humbly to approach the Holy Virgin with the voice of the salutation or greeting. This Salve or greeting, coming as it does at the culminating point of the antiphon, casts a spell of enchantment. It expresses the longing and nostalgia for a beyond that certainly filled the soul of Guerrero when he was composing this work. This piece is a model of pure effusion and of a sacred and sympathetic melancholy. From voice to voice, this salutation is passed along until, on harmonious wings, it lifts its flight into the purified regions of the Descanso, where it resounds in sweetest echoes. The tenors intone it first, soon the contraltos answer, the basses follow, the sopranos echo it to each other, until it finally rings out gloriously in the high registers of the Descanso.
Let's listen to the complete Ave Virgo Santissima for five voices by Francisco Guerrero, performed by the London Oratory Choir under the direction of John Hoven. But first, in the words of Kurt Schindler,
much might also be said about the ravishing tone pictures of Margarita Preciosa and Olem Spelut Roca, lovely as the lily and beautiful and perfumed like the rose. But why describe what is and must remain impossible for words to express?
Thank you.
was the Ave Virgo Santissima, performed live by the London Oratory Choir, conducted by John Hoven.
Francisco Guerrero is said to have taught himself how to play the vihuela and other instruments of the period. Here is an instrumental version of Guerrero's song, Hermosa Catalina, Lovely Catherine, from the album Entre Meses del Siglo de Oro, Lope de Vega y su Tiempo, Golden Age Interlude, Lope de Vega and his period, 1550 to 1650, performed by the British group Hesperion 20, under the direction of Jordi Savall. He composed for the church, Francisco Guerrero also put to music some of the poems in Spanish by his contemporaries, among them Garci Lasso de la Vega, soldier and poet who, born at the beginning of the 16th century, became a member of the Imperial Guard of Charles V, and in 1523 was made a member of the Order of Santiago. His military career with Charles V took him across the Russian office to Tunisia. At the same time, Garci Lasso de la Vega is credited with bringing the poetic forms of the Italian Renaissance, and Petrarch in particular, to Spain. Guerrero composed a Vienes and Fiesta del Fram for Garci Lasso de la Vega's sonnet number 23, En Danza de Rosa y Azucena. The poem is a classic version of Horace's Carpe Diem, Seize the Day, Life is Short theme, used as an argument in love and against the chastity or hesitations of the beloved woman as addressed by the smitten and impatient man. But there's little humor in this version as the lines transcend the love conceit to become a meditation on time and its devastating effects. Life is indeed short. Our youthful or spring-like strength is soon overtaken by winter. Here's a prose translation of the original Spanish.
As long as the color of roses and lilies can be seen on your face, and as long as your ardent, chaste eyes inflame my heart and restrain it, and as long as your hair, in strands from veins of gold, is blown, scattered, and disarranged by the wind over your beautiful, white, and slender neck, gather the sweet fruit of your joyful spring before angry time covers your beautiful crown with snow. The cold wind will wither the rose. Swift time will change everything so as not to change its usual custom.
So time is changed, shade is flowers, and endlessly so, over and over. Here is Guerrero's Vienes Shower Light secular song from the same album by Hesperion 20, conducted by Jordi Sabal. The soloist is Montserrat Figueras. Guerrero's sacred music and unaccompanied voices in vocal polyphony. Here is another motet, O Crux, Splendid Yod, or Splendid Cross for five voices. The translation of the Latin reads,
O Cross, more splendid than all the stars, honored throughout the world, most worthy of the love of mankind, more holy than all the universe, who alone were worthy to bear the ransom of the world. Sweet wood, sweet nails that bore the sweet burden, save your flock assembled here to sing your praises. Alleluia, alleluia.
Here is the Chamber Choir of Stuttgart, Germany, conducted by Friedrich Bernier.
Thank you.
and with sampling of the music of Francisco Guerrero with the motet Prudentis Victrinis, while maiden with prayers and prayers until his student alone for long and the mass in the same stage which was performed at the Corolla Cathedral next Sunday morning.
music of 16th century Spanish composer Francisco Guerrero. The composer, organist, and conductor Kurt Schindler, who was born in Berlin in 1882, emigrated to the United States in 1904, and died in New York in 1935, revived many old works, and especially by Spanish composers, performing them with his Schola Cantorum Choir. As we mentioned earlier, he described the music of Guerrero as being less emotional than Morales, less dramatic than Victoria, and judged it great through the intense spiritual concentration, the unearthly loftiness of the composer's conception. And after that wonderful, spiritually uplifting music of Francisco Guerrero, we're going to have a bit of a change of pace with some infectious rockabilly by a group from the northern Spanish city of Bilbao in the Basque Country. The band are Santiago Delgado and Los Runaway Lovers, and I had the pleasure of meeting two of the four band members recently when they came down from Bilbao to Madrid to perform in a concert celebrating the 25th anniversary, I believe it was, of the Sala Siroco, a centrally located and, at a quarter of a century, relatively historic club in Madrid. My colleague in Radio 3, Juan de Pablos, presented the five or six groups that performed at the club's birthday party, and then spent a couple of hours himself spinning records. While listening to Juan de Pablos' eclectic selection of pop rock from the 50s and 60s, I introduced myself to band leader and guitarist Santiago Delgado, and told him I liked the music they played. A week or so later, a package arrived from New Jersey Radio, containing a couple of Runaway Lovers albums. And now, here are Santiago and his boys with a song about a beautiful girl named Lulu Bell. My heart beats faster. When she caresses me, my legs get weak. It's a song from the Runaway Lovers 2013 album, Mono Volumen, Minivan, or People Carrier. The album, incidentally, is dedicated to Juan de Pablo, my colleague at Radio 3, Radio 3, Spanish National Radio's domestic station, dedicated to popular music and culture. For more on Santiago and company, you can visit their Bandcamp website, Santiago Delgado y Los Runaway Lovers.bandcamp.com. I'll leave you now with Santi and the band and the opening track from Mono Volumen, a tune called Déjame Cantar, Let Me Sing. You've just heard the English language service of Radio Exterior de España, broadcasting to North America. This broadcast goes out daily at 0 hours UTC on 6055 kilohertz in the 49-meter band. Please help us to improve our programming by sending us your comments. You can write us at Radio Exterior de España, Spanish National Radio, broadcasts in English, P.O. Box 156202, Madrid 28080, Spain. Or write us at our email address, English@rtve.es.